Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 58. Some big changes could be on the way for state workers hired under the civil service system. State Senator Roger Roth is working on a bill that would make numerous changes, such as getting rid of the civil service exam many job applicants currently have to take.
It's an archaic process. Nobody does this anymore. So as we try to realign our hiring practices to the best practices we see in private business, in 2015, this is a thing of the past.
The Appleton Republican claims current civil service protections have allowed some workers to keep their jobs, such as one state employee caught looking at pornography on a state computer. Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca says such cases are rare and could be used to justify more extreme changes to the civil service system.
Someone that violates the law, basically, in some cases, of course they should be fired. But that's the red herring. We'll see what the bill really says when it's finally introduced.
The full proposal is expected to be introduced early next week. A $27 annual sidewalk fee is being recommended by the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole for residential and commercial properties to cover repairs and replacement versus the current assessment system, which can otherwise create major financial hardship. Alderman Terry McCarthy supported the concept, but not the recommended specifics, including the fee. Alderman Melissa Lemke backed the fee versus doing sidewalks under debt service.
I do not want to raise the debt ceiling, and currently I would support either the first option, all property owners pay, because I think it's fair if everyone uses the sidewalks that everyone pays for the sidewalks. But I also hear the concern that some people do not have sidewalks, or might have, like, commercial properties have larger amounts of sidewalks, so I also would support the two-tier fee option.
Council President Dennis Weiser broke a 5-5 tie vote, sending the committee recommendation to the full council to consider starting the process of creating the $27 fee structure and a 5-year exemption for anyone already having paid for sidewalk repair. Ground will be broken on the new downtown Milwaukee Bucks Arena in November, although an exact date has not been determined. Team spokesman Jake Suski would not comment when asked by the Milwaukee Business Journal if the event would be ceremonial or the work would simply start on the $500 million project. Earlier this month, Bucks co-owner Mike Fascitelli said it wasn't likely the arena would be finished for the start of the 2017-18 NBA season, which was countered this week by team president Peter Fagan, who said they still hope to have the arena done for that season with, in his words, a real accelerated schedule. Caterpillar announced today it will cut up to 10,000 jobs by the end of 2018. Company officials hope to trim annual operating costs by $1.5 billion due to the falling global demand for heavy equipment. Shares in Caterpillar fell more than 7% on the news. The company's mining equipment division is in Oak Creek, and it has a large mining equipment factory in South Milwaukee. A man who tried to rob the Racine Lutheran High School thrift shop at 1455 Douglas Avenue at about noon today ran away empty-handed when the 89-year-old woman at the register couldn't get it open. Police say the suspect pointed a gun at the woman and demanded money. A rollover accident at 60th Street and Green Bay Road in Kenosha tied up traffic this afternoon. That accident was reported at about 3 o'clock. Witnesses reported one of the vehicles involved in the crash rolled over several times. However, fire officials indicated only one person was reporting injuries. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a man who drove drunk nearly 4 miles going the wrong way on Highway 50 near New Munster before colliding head-on with another vehicle has received an 8-year prison term. 36-year-old Brian Smith pleaded guilty to a pair of homicide charges for the deaths of 52-year-old Paul Reese and his 29-year-old son Michael, both of the Lake Geneva area. Judge Chad Kirkman's order was more than what Smith's attorney had recommended, but less than DA Bob Sapp's recommendation. Although a professional gave him a non-diagnosis for alcoholism, Judge Kirkman noted that Smith had prior drinking-related problems.
In any OWI case, there are two problems. Number one is the drinking, the getting drunk. But there's also a problem of the criminal thinking, the thinking that it's okay to get drunk and then drive down the road.
Smith read a statement that apologized to the victim's relatives. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.